It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, kind of piggybacking on what we talked about yesterday with 2 Nephi 26:24, where the Lord doeth not anything save it be for the benefit of the world, for he loves the world, that he layeth down his own life for the world. And just right at the end of that verse where it says, wherefore he commandeth none that they shall not partake of his salvation, and he invites all of them to come unto him. Now, you scroll down a few verses down to the very last verse right here. I'm just going to spend time in this verse today. It's verse 33, which I think is a very relevant verse. In fact, it's a verse that I know myself as a seminary teacher, we have been asked to really focus on this doctrine. It's a very important doctrine. Verse 33, for none of these iniquities come of the Lord, for he doeth that which is good among the children of men, which we talked about that yesterday. And he doeth nothing save it be plain unto the children of men. And he inviteth them all to come unto him and partake of his goodness. And he denieth none that come unto him, black and white, bond and free, male and female. And he remembereth the heathen, and all are alike unto God, both Jew and Gentile. So this all-inclusive message that God loves all of his children and he invites all of them and all are alike unto God is a wonderful statement. You know, even that last little part where it says, and he remembereth the heathen. The word heathen is an interesting word. It literally means pagan, infidel, idolater, idolatrous, unbeliever, non-believer, disbeliever, atheist, non-theist, agnostic, skeptic, unholy, ungodly, ignorant, and unenlightened. And he's like, you know what? Even when there are those who do not remember God, he remembers them, which I think that's a great little statement. And it does not matter because all are alike unto him. And again, that is such a relevant topic today where we see so much divisiveness in our world. And this verse kind of levels the playing field and just says, look, it does not matter. All are alike unto God. And if that's how God feels about his children, then we have got to be able to do the same. So there were two conference talks in this last conference, October of 2023, which really hit on this principle so well. And there's also been just a little bit in so many different talks. President Nelson has been very, very clear on this idea that we do not hold any kind of prejudice towards anyone for whatever label they particularly have. One of the talks from this last conference was from Elder Ulysses Suarez, which is called Brothers and Sisters in Christ. In fact, the heading simply says, may we enjoy more the spiritual kinship that exists between us and value the different attributes and varied gifts that we all have. Little clip from Elder Suarez's talk right here that I think you'll appreciate.
My dear friends, I can assure you that the light of a new day shines brighter in our lives when we see and treat our fellow beings with respect and dignity and as true brothers and sisters in Christ. During his earthly ministry, Jesus so perfectly exemplified this principle as he went about doing good unto all people, inviting them to come unto him and partake of his goodness, regardless of their origin, social class, or cultural characteristics. He ministered, healed, and was always attentive to everyone's needs, especially those who at the time were considered different, belittled, or excluded. He denied none, but treated them with equity and love. For he saw them as his brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of the same father.
Now, there is one more talk in this last conference. It was the second to last talk before President Nelson gave his Think Celestial talk. And this one is called We Are His Children by Elder Christophe Girard Carrier. I hope I said his name correctly there. And there was a wonderful little section of his talk I want to share with you as well. So go ahead and watch this.
President Nelson has taught, the adversary rejoices in labels because they divide us and restrict the way we think about ourselves and each other. How sad it is when we honor labels more than we honor each other. Labels can lead to judging and animosity. Any abuse or prejudice toward another because of nationality, race, sexual orientation, gender, educational degrees, culture, or other significant identifiers is offensive to our Maker. French is not who I am. It is where I was born. White is not who I am. It is the color of my skin or lack thereof. Professor is not who I am. It is what I did to support my family. General Authority 70 is not who I am. It is where I serve in the kingdom at this time. First and foremost, as President Nelson reminded us, I am a child of God. So are you, and so are all other people around us. I pray that we may come to a greater appreciation of this wonderful truth. It changes everything. We may have been raised in different cultures. We may come from different socioeconomic circumstances. Our mortal heritage, including our nationality, skin color, food preferences, political orientation, etc., may vary greatly. But we are His children, all of us, without exception. We have the same divine origin and the same limitless potential through the grace of Jesus Christ.
You know, the end of his talk, I think, is a perfect little benediction of this lesson here. I testify that he whom we address as our Father in heaven is indeed our Father, that he loves us and that he knows each of his children intimately, that he cares deeply about each one, and that we are truly all alike unto him. I testify that the way we treat each other is a direct reflection of our understanding of and appreciation for the ultimate sacrifice and atonement of his Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. I pray like him, we may love others because that is the right thing to do, not because they are doing the right thing or fitting the right mold. You know, what a powerful message for you and I in our day and age, again, where we're living around so much divisiveness. To remember that we are all alike unto God is a powerful message, and I am grateful for it.
If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.